Surf's up at the Trestles in San Clemente, California, but maybe not for long. A proposed toll road extension would restrict the flow of sediment from the San Mateo Creek into the Pacific Ocean. It's this sediment that creates the unique wave breaks at the Trestles. And if the extension is built, many surfers believe it will be the end of an iconic surf spot. Ronnie St. Jean surfs the Trestles. He joins us now from San Clemente. Mr. St. Jean, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And what's so special about the Trestles?
What's special about it is here in San Clemente, we have a beach pretty much to ourselves. It's mainly a surfer-dominant beach. Mm-hmm. We don't really have any, I guess we like to call them 909ers down here, taking up our territory.
I don't know. A 909er? I don't know what that is.
Kind of another word we use for inland people and the people in the 909 area.
I get it, 909.
Yeah.
It's an area code.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
But, yeah, pretty much just we have a special beach from everyone else because no one else comes here except for people that surf Trestles on a regular basis.
What are the waves like? Are they different?
Different every day, but Trestles definitely has the best waves around in South Orange County. You can pretty much go there on almost any given day and find at least some sort of wave to surf. Right now, the waves are about 3 to 4.
Three to four feet, that is.
Yeah.
And why is it called the Trestles, do you know?
Because of the railroad, the Trestle of the Railroad. It's just kind of named after that.
Well, what would it mean to you and other surfers if the waves were, do we say, impacted, changed?
If the waves are changed at all, mm-hmm. it would be a completely different beach. It wouldn't even be Trestles anymore. There's a chance there might not even be any waves to surf at all. And not only that, but the beach would become polluted with a bunch of, you know, people that don't come to the beach on a regular basis and don't really respect the beach.
This
goes beyond just the waves not breaking anymore. It also has to do with pollution and overpopulating the beach.
Hmm. How many people are out there today, would you guess, you and fellow surfers?
On an average day, maybe anywhere from 10 to 20 people out there, usually more, though.
Hmm. And you're worried that could rise to like 50 or 60?
Yeah, well, when you have 50 or 60 people surfing in one spot, it gets pretty hectic. It gets dangerous, too.
Yeah,
you have people dropping in on other people, and aggression starts happening.
What's your best memory of surfing the Trestles?
My best memory, I would have to say, just surfing on a perfect 5 to 6 foot day, maybe 1 foot overhead, mm-hmm. sunny, nice warm water. And the thing is, there's a lot of those memories, and if the toll road goes through, there won't be any of those for the next generation or for the rest of my life.
Mr. St. Jean, thanks very much for speaking with us. Good surfing today to you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Ronnie St. Jean on his way to surf, talking to us about the Trestles, which is under the threat of a proposed toll road extension along Interstate 5 in San Clemente, California.